Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And I don't think we talked about this, but this is going to be our last show, guys, for a week. We're going to take next week off. The whole show is going to take a week off. We've got some replacements coming in. I know Jerry Bowes is going to be one of them, right?
Oh, it's not national. Okay, I thought it was going to be national. Good.
No, AJ got 3 days with Jerry Bowes. And who is it? Dell, do you remember?
No, Dell doesn't remember.
I don't know.
I'm just going to say Juggalo Trey.
Maybe Josh?
Josh is going to do the last 2 days. Josh and I forget what the email said. I rarely read emails.
I didn't see that email.
I meant Josh Jordan.
Yeah, Josh Jordan's going to do the last 2 days with another human being.
So Jerry Bowes here all week?
Jerry Bowes here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay, good.
And then Josh is here Thursday and Friday. And Jerry's going to be with some other human being, too. There's going to be two human beings that right. I forget.
So keep on listening. There. Keep listening to the show. It'll have a local flavor. We just decided to take, if one was going to take the week off, John said, this is what I'm putting him for. I'm like, all right, me too then. But not
me
that.
Too, me then. Too then. Dell was the one that said, I'm not working here anymore.
Different me too.
And I said, listen, if that's the case, let's just take a week off. Let Dell get his break.
Oh, is that where it started?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm never the one to prompt. I don't care if you guys take vacation with or without me. I just figured it's probably a month before I would take it, but it's sports. We actually might have sports, so I'll be back in time for that. So I'd rather just take it now.
Yeah, that's why. We don't have any sports, this next week. So, and here's the deal. Dell is coming with me to Orange Beach. We're going to go.
I'm not.
We're going to go on vacation.
He didn't invite me. So.
Dell's got a room. I've got a room.
He didn't invite me.
No, he didn't.
Like that.
But I don't need him. I don't need him
you
lying.
You weren't going.
It doesn't matter. But
he
he's
knows
lying.
There's a standing no.
The point is, he's lying. So
Dell's the only person I know with a standing no order in place for everything.
Well, not everything.
Would you like to go?
Dell, do you want to come to my birthday party? No.
But I don't like
Dell. Would you? No.
But I don't like you. So why would I show up at your birthday party?
Hey, if you want to, Dell, you can know.
But I don't like you.
Hey, Dell, let's
know. You say no about everything.
It depends who asks. I don't like you, so I wouldn't show up. Like, if you ask me your birthday, why would I want to hang out with you?
You like me.
And there's like general.
I'm going to say you really like me.
It's not true.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah, no, this is kind of like a Pam and Jim thing you got going on with
Mike. Let me ask you something. If someone who you work with, let's think of the person who you work with who you don't like. It doesn't have to be here in all of your history. And they invited you someplace. Would you go?
Well, I hope you don't think of me in the way that I think of some of the people in my history.
It depends.
History.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends. Would you go to their party?
No. I know somebody,
all right,
Lance.
Then.
I know somebody, Lance. Would you go and hang out with that person and go to dinner with that person?
I wouldn't go to the dinner with many people.
Uh-huh.
It's not because I don't like them. It's just because, why? Why do I want to catch the Rona?
Well, that's it? Why do I want to catch the Rona?
They could be diseased and sick. Look, I'm not going to lie. The fact that me and you helped cure Lewis of his coronavirus, one of the listeners, if you didn't hear it, he credited me and John for curing him from coronavirus. Okay.
He dropped heroes on us.
Yeah, well, he stopped a little short, but he meant. But you could definitely read between the lines what he said. He said he listened to us. Now, I don't think any of this is a stretch. He said he was able to listen to us. He had headphones. He listened to us, and then he got better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. He listened to us,
and then he got better. Do you think we had anything to do with him getting better?
I have a question for you, President Trump. Why are you pushing hydroxychloride, chloroquine, or whatever it is, instead of pushing maybe the bench? Although I don't. Right now, I want the endorsement. It doesn't seem to. Not sure I want the endorsement now.
But, for just under half the country, it'd be good.
Yeah, if people started, why don't they start doing clinical trials and placebos with listening to us and not listening to us? And let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yes.
Hydroxychloroquine or whatever, that's not working. That's found to be pretty bad for you. Remdesivir works for you. Okay, that's fine. But you tie it up. Everyone's trying to tie that one up now with cortisone steroids or whatever. How about you tie it up with an hour and a half of us, and let's see. Do a double blind. Do check the efficacy of our show. Check, which is you're going to find we're good. Check out and see how a placebo group does against somebody who is using our show to help them get better.
Right.
Because we saw one guy we saw already got a lot better from listening to the show. And, you know, and the other stuff too, Remdesivir and some steroids. But, I mean, yeah, we were part of that group, that control group of using our show as medicine to heal.
Yeah, yeah. Think about it, Prez.
Think about that, Dell.
What does that mean?
That's probably your worst nightmare is that somebody said we basically cured him from coronavirus.
Look, if somehow, some way, I was laid up for a week because of some illness, and the only way to cure me was a combination of medicine and this show,
yeah,
I would say, okay, it's time for me to leave this earth.
I feel like
I've lived enough, so it's time for me to go.
Now, you'd ask for your good ask for your good headphones, and you'd put your good earbuds in so you could listen.
And by
you
the
maybe
way,
ask for noise cancellation.
You know how I know John doesn't read any emails besides that he told me? Josh will be with Jerry Monday and Tuesday along with Tyler. So Josh will be here at least Monday and Tuesday.
With Jerry?
With Jerry.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Josh and Jerry.
With Tyler producing.
That's Monday and Tuesday.
Creator?
I thought it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I only have here Monday and Tuesday so far.
Well, because Tyler's probably only producing those 2 days.
Well,
we'll figure it out. We'll
who knows? But everybody. Monday and Tuesday, Josh and Jerry from Moneyline will be here to inform you.
So I got that email, and you two didn't even read it. I got the email, and I just said, I don't care.
Wow. If I saw it, I definitely wouldn't have said that.
Well, because
used it to heal.
Because I'm going to be on the beach.
Go to Tyler.
By myself,
get Tyler on the air.
Isolated.
We're sitting here guessing about what we're going to do.
It's in an email. I'm reading it.
No, let's just get Tyler for the whole week of shows. John's kind of guessing, and I'm just being quiet because I'm not sure who the hell's going to be in. Tyler, this is Tyler. You're like Tyler at the station, right? Tyler, assistant program director?
No, this isn't Tyler, the assistant program director. This is Tyler from your fantasy league.
Who's going to be on next week? And did we save your life?
I don't know who's going to be on next week, but here's the deal, man. I'm going to take my COVID test at like 10 a.m., and I've had a fever for like 2 days, like a solid fever.
Oh,
so if I got the stuff, man, and y'all aren't on air, am I just going to have to wait to get better for like a week or what?
That's a great question.
That's my whole thing.
And the answer is no, podcast arena. You don't have to listen to us live.
Well, I've already heard it, man. I can't listen to the old stuff.
No, yeah, you can't. You don't have to listen to us live. If you listen to us at all, you get the residual effect of healing. So, yeah, if you go to Podcast Arena, you can always catch our podcast. You don't have to listen live to get the medicinal effects of the show to help you with COVID. And I'm going to diagnose you right now. I think you got it.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Yikes. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I think you got the.
Tough,
I don't
man.
Think you have
I'll
the big
right,
version
man.
Of it, though. I think you got the medium version.
I'm 27. 6'4", 220, I should be all right, man. I've already lost like 5 or 6 pounds. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you sound good. Don't do kickboxing today. Don't do anything like that.
Yeah, try to keep your immune system
get
healthy.
Get the test.
Don't go
what do you take
in,
it now, John, and he'll get it next Thursday? How's the turnaround? Fast like that, right?
See,
you guys
got to
hurry up and get back, man, so I can hurry up and figure this out. But y'all take it easy, man. Y'all stay safe out there.
Well, here's the thing. The incubation period takes a little while. I'm thinking by the time we're back, if you really need us, we'll be back. And if Tyler really gets sick, I mean, I'm willing to go on remote from wherever I am, probably at my house, and do a show with whoever it takes just to make sure Tyler's healed. But I think if you listen to Podcast Arena, it will heal you.
Laughter
is the best medicine, Dell.
That's true. You could go back old episodes and you can listen.
You said laughter's the best medicine.
Laughter's the best medicine. And also sometimes our serious nature. Like, I sent you guys an article. John claims to be whatever Team Jamel is, whenever he says that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
John, did you read the article I sent you that came out yesterday?
No, I couldn't open it up for whatever reason.
Well, I don't have a subscription. I just saw it online. It was it's an article about, I think it was in the New York Times or maybe it was in Minneapolis. And there is a neighborhood, the neighborhood where George Floyd was killed, Powder Keg or Powder Park some square or something like that. And it's in Minneapolis. And they decided, you know what? We're not going to call the police for anything anymore. We're not going to do that. We are, and you know, they voted to abolish the police, which I think this is an interesting, this will be an interesting study. And they, and so then immediately after they said that, a tent city popped up in the park, and they have had, and these are, and the whole neighborhood's trying to be like really, they're trying to be really progressive and like, I'm just not going to do it. One person saw a man slumped over, passed out in their building in the elevator out of nowhere. And like, instead of calling police, which he said, or she said previously, I might have, I called 911. Everything was, you know, fine, which that's probably actually, she called the ambulance, which is probably the right call there, not necessarily police. And these other people talked about it. They said, it's getting a little harder because there's starting to be drug deals and people are yelling at us in the park when we try to walk our kids in the park, and they're starting to have run-ins. And one guy got carjacked. He had two guys pointed a gun at him, and then he just said, I ended up calling 911. Well, they tried to carjack him. He gave him the wrong keys. They got frustrated and ran off. It was with a gun and all that. So he tried. So they this is really like a parody show. It's like a, not a real show, but it's really happening. So he called
police. No, it's not really happening.
Yeah, well, it's really happening. He called police. They came, and then he's like, he felt bad. He goes, I will not assist in the prosecution of the two people who did this. And they're like, what?
Okay.
And then he later in the article said, I feel bad that I called police. That was...
Well, they did carjack you.
No, well, but he's...
That's,
he said,
listen... That's like too woke. That's like,
oh, this whole article. Like, you got to see this whole article. It is like a comedy sketch.
Listen,
I swear,
I'm
it's like
woke.
A sketch from Dave Chappelle's old show.
I'm woke. I can't
you
be
are,
more
you
woke.
Are.
But that is ridiculous. This, where you know, I should just give them my car.
No, this guy Mitchell Erickson. Until you're on Mitchell Erickson's level, I don't want to hear from you anymore, John. Until you're willing to say, I'm not going to call police because something bad could happen to the people who tried to carjack me. So I just need to sit tight. People are not like, they just said they have to. They don't want to arm themselves or anything to protect themselves with somebody. Because if somebody breaks in the house, they're not going to call police. They're just going to either hide or they're either going to hide or they're going to try to protect themselves with furniture or a bat or whatever. And this whole article is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in the entirety of my life.
Did you happen to see the guy who got shot in the autonomous? Okay, we'll do this on the other side. 713 ESPN.
No, I saw the guy. I saw the black guy wrecking the autonomous zone, saying, "Y'all need to get out of my neighborhood." And he and well, these people, he's like throwing police barricades all
okay,
over.
Okay, on the other
Wait,
side.
Tell you
on the
one.
Other side, yeah. It's 713 ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 717. So there's a guy, he's suing the cops now because they did not show up in a timely manner in the autonomous zone after he had been shot.
This is the guy that was critically injured, but he made it, I assume?
Yeah. He's in the, and now he's suing the police department. Wait, but you're in the you wanted to be in where there's no cops. That's what you wanted. Wait, what? They're not supposed to go, what?
If they I had my gavel, I'd do this. Hey, case dismissed.
Where's your gavel?
Supposed to be here yesterday, and it doesn't get here until today. I'm pretty bummed out.
Okay,
they told me I was supposed to get it next day. I was supposed to have a next day gavel.
Oh, they're the worst. They're the worst. Yeah, so
But wait, you said you wanted to be in an autonomous zone. But wait, I see that story now, Lance, of the
you have to
this
read
Minnesota
it
neighborhood.
It is
Powderhorn
so...
Park. Is that not a perfect name? All the snowflakes in Powderhorn Park.
Well, I don't know. It's just I think there's people who they want to do the right thing, but they just they're just not using common sense. They're not using, because the comments in the article I wrote, like, I am black and I would never do this in a million years. What are y'all thinking?
Residents, like, though, have agreed.
You don't have to be don't call them for certain stuff, but if somebody carjacks you, you need to call the police. What is wrong with you?
That person will continue to do that to other people. Yeah. The residents, though, have agreed to check their privilege and protect people of color by not involving law enforcement to support instances of property damage, according to the New York Times. Well, they're getting it now. Congratulations.
just some common sense needs to be used.
That's all. Let's have a little common sense. That's all.
No one's asking for you to do anything terrible. Yeah. Just use common sense. You want to hold back on sometimes you call 911 previously or police? Feel free. There are sometimes you go, oh, no, this one crosses the line. This is an easy phone call.
Don't be a Karen, but when somebody carjacks you, that's something that's serious. When somebody comes up with you with guns, okay. All right, so we've got our own little issue here. Surprisingly, the Astros are in the middle of controversy. Can someone please get the Astros a PR person? Because apparently they don't have that department. They just don't have that department. Jim Crane came out yesterday, and he said, Dell, get your mans. I mean, you know Jim.
Yeah.
Can't you say something?
You've been on his plane.
Can you just do something for me? Can you get your mans?
Hey, raise your hand if you have his cell phone number.
I don't know him. You've been on his plane. That's your guy.
Raise your hand if you can text him right now. My hand's down. Dell's hand's down. John?
My hand's not picking up that phone.
But it can be picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not doing that.
You can get your mans if you want.
The only thing that we have to do that can counter the team's revenue losses is get some people in the building and sell some tickets, some merchandise, some cold beer, whatever they'd like to have. Oh.
Okay, what he said was not inaccurate.
No, but let's not... Listen, we've got 97% ICU beds full. I mean, literally, business owners here got to be worried that there's going to be another shutdown of businesses in Houston, in Texas. And so now we're at a point where and businesses are shutting down all over the place. And Jim Crane's talking about fighting his revenue losses by exposing more people to have bigger crowds. Can we not do that? Please, can we find a PR person? Can they hire somebody? Because it's been the worst offseason of any team in any sport I've ever seen. Ever. Do you remember? I mean, not even James Dolan can screw this up this bad.
Ooh, man, that is a shot.
No, this is the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah. That there is no reason to mention people in the stands drinking cold beers when you're in the middle of there was 5,997 positive tests yesterday in Texas. We're about to be the epicenter of the country. If we're not, I think we are right now. Actually,
it'll go away though.
Eventually, but
it will. Yeah.
But the thing is, we're not a city that is on top of each other necessarily. So it's going to, it can last a little longer. I do not want to see economy shut down. I don't know if people fully recognize. If you haven't talked to small business owners, then maybe you don't have a full appreciation for this is going to destroy a bunch of jobs. I mean, not only businesses, I'm talking about jobs. If one business goes out that has 14 jobs, imagine what's going to happen when you have, 85, 90 businesses go out like that in 1 month. It's going to be really, really bad. So hopefully we don't have to shut the economy down, but, people don't want to help. Somehow masks became politicized. I understand masks don't save you and all this, but if it keeps things from getting into your mouth and coming out of your mouth into other people's mouths or eyes, yeah. I mean, when,
yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's not right. going to, I don't know what mask you people wear that you can't, that you almost pass out from lack of oxygen. What right. mask are you wearing?
So
that's a ball
here's
gag.
Here's the thing is Jim Crane talking about his lost revenue. You can't do that. You just can't. Now, and let's jam people into a ballpark so that we can sell some beer. Oh, my gosh. My gosh. Can we stop? Now, the Red Sox did it as well. Sam Kennedy says he could have fans at Fenway Park this season. They're hopeful. Now, that's a different story. We're hopeful. You know what? We're hopeful that we can have some people maybe later in the summer. Maybe that's going to be. Now, and that brings up the other thing. I saw another story where, what about a competitive advantage or disadvantage here? Suppose the Yankees can't even play in New York. What about Toronto? They're going to have to move down to Florida, it looks like, or they're talking about different places that they might have to move to because they can't play in Canada. And so, you know, what about a competitive disadvantage for all of those teams that can't? L.A., they're not going to have any fans ever, probably. I mean, this whole season. So is that a competitive disadvantage for everybody else? If yeah, oh, well. Well, look at we're saying, yeah, well, Texas is probably, you're right, the epicenter. So
they're not going to give you competitive advantages with home field. I really honestly believe it's going to be an all or none situation, especially from a revenue, unless the revenues are shared across 30 teams. You can't do it. It's simply not fair based on the regional timing of when coronavirus hits you. It's not equitable at all. And but you know it was just two weeks ago that we were hopeful fans would be in the stands at baseball games. That's how quick it can shift on you.
Yeah. And it could shift back the other way
too.
Yeah,
it could.
It could shift back the other way. But you know what nobody wants to hear about? Your lost revenues and how you can make them back up in the middle of the worst time ever in Texas about how you can have 10,000 people in your building.
After you just got done having a very public squabble over 60 games, no 70, 114, 82, 72, where's our money? I don't know. Prorated, what? No fans.
Well, forget that. Forget that. Did you hear Golic and Houston, you're the gift that keeps on giving. Keep being you, Houston, because you continue to give us reason to hate you. And there's so many.
Is that what they said?
Oh, my God, yes. And there's so many tweets and Astros are the worst people.
Because an owner said that they'd like to get people in the building to limit their revenue loss. My God.
No.
Really made people this upset?
Oh, my God. Lance, the tweets out there about the Astros, you just are bad people. You're horrible. You don't care about anything. Get your greedy money. You win because you cheat.
Cool.
You're greedy. It is horrific. And no, the optics of this really is not good. It's really, really not good. Talking about how we got to make back, you know, lost revenues by getting people in the stands when we can't even put 10 people together without. Listen, I don't know about you. Do you remember a time when you didn't know anybody that had it? Now every family I know has got somebody that has it.
Really?
It's just unbelievable the amount of people that are. Oh yeah, I don't want to out people. I'm telling you, I'm hearing every day. Oh yeah, I tested positive. My wife tested positive.
Do they have kids like you do?
No.
Really?
Yeah, well, no. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
That's probably where the owner came.
That's probably where it's coming from. But yeah, because kids are the worst people.
I mean, Dell's been saying that for years. Now you're going to get on Team Dell? Hashtag Team Dell?
Yeah, welcome.
I am, Ted.
Welcome to the right side, John. Kids are your worst. Your worst. They're succubus. They will suck you dry, money-wise. And
did
then
you
they bring things in that might kill you.
Did you see the latest? A kid cost at the least, $252,000.
Oh, no. I had somebody named there's a guy named Tal Elliott who used to go to my school. Tal also was a deep snapper for the Longhorns. May have gotten in some trouble at one point. He's also a high school football coach. I never forget this. In high school, he made a comment. It didn't really resonate with me at the time because I was in high school. But he had an understanding. He said, or maybe my brother, I think my brother coached with him. Maybe that's where I got it from. But I remember being still fairly young, and he made the comment, children are a bad investment.
They are.
And I thought, huh, that's an interesting thing to say. And as I got older, I realized, oh, yeah.
Listen, $252,000, send them to Kincaid and see what they cost.
No
so,
thanks.
729 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's talk about Craig DeCerf. It's not going to cost you much there.
No, and so here's the thing. You know, cars cost what they cost, but the way that Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC counters that is they said we can go to a lower bottom line than a lot of the companies out there. We can offer more trade-in value for your vehicle, and then your service is just going to be through the roof. And if you need them to deliver your vehicles, especially right now, you don't want to go out. You don't want to do anything. You know, let's say you're anti-mask. I don't care what it is. You just want to make sure that you are not out and about. You can handle everything online at LanceZCars.com. They've got a chat function on their website, and you can search for all the vehicles. You can get a price. You can negotiate, and you can get Blue Book value for your vehicle and your trade-in. And then work a deal from there. And you need to see the Buick Encore GX is fantastic. It's a fantastic compact vehicle with a sporty design that really has tremendous amenities and is priced to impress. And pickup trucks. If you're a fan of pickup trucks, they've still got some great ones in stock for you as well, like the Silverado and the GMC Sierra. Make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com. They can deliver it from Angleton right to your doorstep, and their service before the sale, during the sale, and after the sale is unmatched. And I put this on everything. Craig DeCerf is the type of guy that I speak for. So when it comes to buying a vehicle, buy from the people who care about you and care about their community. And that for sure is Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:32 on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Okay, Iskelski, Liverpool won. Let's move on. Did you see the riots in the streets in Liverpool because they won?
No. I mean, yeah, it's understandable. That's a trash organization, so I completely understand that happening.
They didn't practice social distancing. Let me just put it to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, Boris was one of the first to come out with herd immunity, so maybe that's... Maybe that's what Liverpool's doing.
England's still got a bunch of hot spots.
So, Raheel, we've got a text string. It's called the Glory Boys, and it's B-O-Y-Z. And it's me and Dell and Raheel and John. And I watch Pulisic's
Guys, can I be a Glory Boy?
Yeah, it came from Tyrann Mathieu. And we all wanted to be that. And so we all were that. We all are that. So I'm watching the Chelsea match yesterday, and I just text Dell what I figured he was watching or would know about it, and I'm like, Pulisic exclamation point, something like that. And he said that's the second game in a row he scored. And then all of a sudden the Glory Boys text string, we started mentioning how, well, first of all, I was not happy with the Chelsea goalkeeper.
I took a shot at the Chelsea goalkeeper.
That was a nice goal scored.
Yeah, it was a good goal, whatever. I mean,
let's see. Chelsea's 12-year-old goalie is, and then you use a bad word.
I called him as a bad
word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said an ugly English word.
I said it, yeah, that's right. I used an English/Australian word on him. And right. And so we're sending stuff back and forth. By the way, Pulisic is the truth. He is really good. Chelsea looked great yesterday. Anyway, Rio goes, I'm sorry, can we get sports started again? When did this turn into a Premier League text thread? Like, yeah, because that is the sport of kings right now.
Yeah.
English soccer. That's what our sport is right now.
I'm even watching it because that's how bored I am.
You are watching it.
I am.
Yeah, you are watching it.
I mean, and it's on all the TVs at Prime, so.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, yeah.
You getting action on it, John?
I did not have any action on it, no. How about 4-0 for Liverpool? Liverpool is just a beast. And then Chelsea takes care of Man City. And there it is, Liverpool champs, first time
plus 385
since they've been in the first division.
Look at
how about that?
Well, Soccer John.
Well, let's clean
you're,
up.
You're Astros Dell and he's Premier League John. What is happening during this pandemic?
I'm going to clean it up a little bit.
Okay.
They've won first division titles. It's the first time they've won the Premier League title. Now, as it's been changed, the names was changed
a couple decades ago.
They
got
in
the Premier League in 90.
Like
yeah, first time since the Premier League became the Premier League that they've won.
When was that?
I don't remember, but it's been a bit. But they have a lot of first division titles.
I'm asking you about soccer. John, do you remember
when
it was?
Well, it said it's the first time that they won since they joined in 90.
Yeah, it's the first time they've won the Premier League since that thing actually came into existence. But they have, like, first division English titles. But, yeah, this is a big deal for them. Now I think they trail Man U by one or something for first division titles. But they have won two European Cups or Champions League titles, as they're now called, since the Premier League became a thing. But, it's a big deal for them. They wanted this one really bad. And suck it, Everton.
And
no, not suck it, Everton.
Yeah,
this title gets an asterisk anyway.
No, it doesn't. They're going to.
It's a pandemic asterisk.
They were running away with it before the pandemic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the Bucks?
No, is this not one of the greatest seasons in sports history?
No.
No, of any team.
It's not.
Ever.
They are 28-1-1.
Yeah, they almost went. They're on the verge, like, I don't know, 20 deep, 20 plus games deep of going perfect throughout the year.
Oh, I think they're 28-1-2.
Yeah, it was a spectacular run because they were coming off.
Because Everton was one of the only teams.
Okay, sure. Because they're coming off a Champions League title, and they entered this year with a chance to go perfect, and they were pushing for that. Just acknowledge that the red side of that town you like to call home is better than the blue side.
Nah, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Everton blows.
No, they don't. They don't. And they just
really
beat the
do.
Worst team in soccer 1-0, so that's good. You guys like this? You guys like Premier? Because we can do Premier. This can last to the end of the segment, probably.
That's about it.
That's about it.
But Soccer John right now.
We've pretty much exhausted it.
Like, I can tell John is, we'll say something. He's like, did you see what happened to Norwich? Huh. Can you believe what happened to Watford today?
Look where
what a bunch of scrubs.
Look what your crappy team is. They're behind teams like
Sheffield. They're in the middle, Del.
Yeah, exactly.
We're Texans.
They're Texans.
Behind
they're
Sheffield
the Texans.
United, behind Burnley, behind Crystal Palace. You guys blow.
No.
Crystal Palace? Isn't that a cheap casino in Vegas?
Or a cheap drink.
Yeah.
No, that's one of the Crystal Palace. It's on. It's way off the
or a strip
the
club?
Strip. Yeah,
Crystal Palace could be. Here's what Crystal Palace could be: Premier League team, strip club. It could be
buffet.
It could be just a club, and maybe Abu Dhabi is a high end club. It can be what did you do? A casino for sure.
Oh, you guys are behind Crystal Light. That's embarrassing.
Crystal Light?
That's who
that's
they
a drink.
No. Yeah, that's who they're behind.
No,
a team called Crystal Light.
No,
that's
not a
God,
real team,
Lance. You're
no.
embarrassing.
Burnley,
your Texans,
you're behind.
Your
Burnley's
Texan soccer
on the come
team
up.
Is embarrassing.
Burnley's on the come up. Look at the Wolves. The Wolves are in the top 10, too.
Yeah,
oh, that's my team.
You guys suck.
Wolverhampton's up there. We don't suck. We're mid-table.
You're trash.
No, we're not trash.
It's fine.
We're the same as we always are.
You're
mid-table.
How can the other team in your city be so good and you guys be trash?
We're not trash. We tied them. We're one of only three teams that have gotten a decision against them.
You're in the same city as Liverpool?
Yeah. Wake up, Soccer John.
Wow.
And they dominate, and you guys are just awful.
I will say, okay, well, you know what? Let's say somebody said, you know what? My side gets its ass kicked every single match against Liverpool. So let me jump on the other side. Like, let's say theoretically somebody said, or hypothetically, let me throw a bunch on Liverpool against Everton. And what did Liverpool do? Nothing. 0-0. So bleep, if somebody did that, then they would say bleep Liverpool.
It's like when the Texans beat the Patriots in a game that doesn't count, that doesn't matter. It's like exactly. You're in the same town as the Patriots.
Let's get Josh in here real quick. He wants to talk about another team that no one cares about during this asterisk-based EPL season. What's up, Josh?
Hello. Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, man, why aren't we talking about Manchester United and Anthony Martial's hat trick?
Because the Liverpool crowned champions yesterday. That's why we're not talking about Manchester United.
Because no one cares.
There's an asterisk. Nobody. Liverpool blows.
Thank you, Josh.
They don't blow.
It's an asterisk season. It's not, no one cares. Jordan didn't play.
They're going to win anyway.
No, they could have blew this lead.
No, they couldn't have. They were never going to blow it.
You could have blown a lead.
No chance.
Absolutely. I've seen people. John, who did the Red Sox lose to? The Yankees. Bucky Dent.
Why are you talking about Man U?
51-7. Liverpool, Texans versus Kansas City.
Liverpool has 86 points. You guys have 49. Why are you talking about Man U?
Josh,
Phone, just like Man U, sucks.
God. No, his phone doesn't suck, and he's
Which
right.
Which sucks worse, his phone or his take on soccer?
Everton. The only one who sucks worse than his take is Everton.
No,
Everton.
You're just trying to Everton's not even in this conversation.
You brought him up.
Well, they're not in this conversation.
You're right.
You brought them
up. That's
how bad
they are.
You said Everton sucks.
They're not in a conversation because they're 45 points behind their city rival.
Dale, your team is still in championship.
Yeah. And they're battling to get
Your team is still playing in front of zero people. Whether it's pandemic or not, they play in front of zero people.
That's not true. And they're battling
two all his teams. That's Miami. That's all his teams.
Thank you, John.
Playing in front of nobody.
The Miami Heat sell out every time. What are you talking about? Thank you.
Dolphins, the Hurricanes.
And,
Marlins. I
don't like baseball. I'm not a Marlins fan.
Whatever your crappy soccer
All
team
I know is, when's the last time your team won a title? The Astros, right? 17? When's the last time your basketball team won a title?
Yeah, 95.
Your football team?
Every year.
Never. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay. They fill the stadium every week.
No, they don't, because they pipe in crowd noise.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They would never do that. Don't put that on my team. They do it all the time.
Thank you.
All right, 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, me and AJ went at it a little bit yesterday.
AJ Hoffman?
Yeah.
On Twitter or?
No, in our sports map video.
Oh, okay.
Which maybe you should watch. We were talking about Deshaun Watson being ranked. Chris Sims put out his ratings, and who cares what Chris Sims thinks? But did have Deshaun Watson ranked as the fourth best quarterback. And AJ was of the opinion that maybe he could be in that neighborhood. I don't know, but there's such a chasm between the top two guys and everybody else. Or even three guys that it doesn't even really matter. And I argue we went back and forth. And actually, if you want to watch it, you can you can see it. I'll retweet it. What I think I already have retweeted it. If you want to go to my Twitter line. Throw everybody in the hopper, Lance. Quarterbacks that you how would you draft everybody from every team is in the hopper. Where would you draw? Who would you draft? Pat Mahomes first,
yeah,
obviously, right? Who's second?
We did this already.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so mine is the exact same. Russell Wilson two, Lamar Jackson three, and
his was Aaron Rodgers three.
Yeah,
Chris Sims was Aaron Rodgers three, Deshaun four, Lamar five.
Right, right, right. Yeah, we did this one. Mine's not changing. It's still Lamar Jackson three, Russell Wilson two, Pat Mahomes one. My Deshaun is closer to six, and I think I had Aaron Rodgers four. I need to think about it. And think about who I'd put four.
Mine is Deshaun. Listen, when and we did this yesterday. This is a team that's won 4 out of 6 division titles. This is a team. Now, Deshaun wasn't there for all of them. But this is a team now that is the talent on this team. I mean, we saw yesterday, they ranked 23rd in the league. They have gotten rid of one of the best players in the league. They have an above-average left tackle. They have an above-average. They have an above-average J.J. Watt, who is on the downside. This is quite possibly his last year here. But other than that, where's all the talent? And this team continues to win. This team, and it has a coach that is, you know, solely dependent on him. Solely dependent on him. If it wasn't for Deshaun Watson, we've seen that. Now, he did win with Brian Hoyer and the other giraffe. No, and the giraffe.
Brock
Osweiler.
Kind he of won with Brock.
Yeah, he won. And Brock helped them get to the playoffs. And they almost beat, if Will Fuller catches the ball, they got a chance to beat New England in the playoffs. You know, he has won before. But now, those were better rosters. This roster is not as good. And Deshaun doesn't have much help around him. And yet, they've got still have a shot. And it's solely based on Deshaun Watson. Because we've seen without Deshaun Watson what this football team looks like.
They did you guys see a Deshaun Watson that you felt was the fourth best quarterback in the league while you were watching him game by game last year? I thought he was in the top 8 for sure. Now, once again, if you're drafting, if that means, you have to put context on it. Is it for one season? Is it for three seasons? Like what? Moving forward, then it's going to be mostly young quarterbacks, and I'd probably move Aaron Rodgers out of there.
Yeah. Well, that's what our exercise was. But as far as being,
what'd y'all fight about?
I think he's the fourth best quarterback in the league. Period. And put Deshaun with Andy Reid. Put Deshaun with that talent. Put Deshaun with San Francisco and that talent. Put Deshaun even in New Orleans with Sean Payton's mind and that talent. I mean, look at what Deshaun has to work with here. It's hard to judge Deshaun by what he did because look at the guys. He's without Will Fuller all the time. He's got the offensive line came together nicely. The running game was good. He had one guy to throw to. Darren Fells is not even middle of the pack tight end. And Carlos Hyde was a throwaway. He was a scrap heap guy that turned into a 1,000-yard rusher. That was fine. But it's not like he's, oh my God, look at the uber talent around this guy. And the the innovation. Now, Bill O'Brien did show some of that last year in the Kansas City game with the RPOs. We saw some of that, and then for some reason it just goes away. It just goes away.
Well,
they go on to win 10 games and win a division.
Right.
How do they do that?
I feel like we're just kind of recalibrating the running game was pretty good, too. The running game was a big part of it. It's not like Deshaun was wasn't going full on, you know, Lamar Jackson.
Well, let me ask you this. If you don't have Deshaun Watson there, how is the running game as good as it's going to be?
Well, no. I mean, I think that can be said with a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, it can be said with a lot of quarterbacks, but Deshaun in large part as well.
Deshaun's a good quarterback. Deshaun's a good quarterback. I don't think anyone did AJ. What was AJ's contention? That he was not a good quarterback?
Not that he was not a good quarterback, but that he was not. I mean, you go watch it. I mean,
okay.
He, you know, not really poo pooing it, but his contention was that, you know, after the first three, my contention is I don't know that we've seen better quarterback play in the NFL ever. Cam Newton can't even find a job.
So the last four games of the year, Deshaun had 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. They were in a win against New England, a loss against Denver, a win against Tennessee, and a win against Tampa. These are in three. He was 3-1 and was 6-5 touchdowns and interceptions. His last three against Denver, Tennessee-Tampa to end the season, he was 3 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. That's what I'm saying. I remember the end not being that great. I remember Carolina, specifically Carolina and Jacksonville, wasn't real happy. And then Baltimore
was terrible.
Baltimore was terrible, and in the second half of Kansas City was terrible.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of – my problem with Deshaun is not the high-end stuff. The high-end stuff's really good. There's just too much that doesn't meet consistent – there's not enough consistency game where he has a 6-game run of consistency. That's the next step for him in getting to that next plateau that you're talking about. The end of the year just was not good, and they're in a playoff run. They're in a playoff race, and they win. But I wouldn't say they were winning because of Deshaun Watson necessarily in those four games. I'll give you the one in New England. Yeah, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. But the other ones, I'm not so sure about.
Well, I feel like he just adds so many dimensions that you have to do so many things that it opens up things for everybody, as opposed to a statue quarterback, as opposed to a less talented quarterback. I mean, your game plan is always around, we have to stop Deshaun Watson. We can't let – and dude can kill us. The Denver game, listen, that whole team sucked. I don't know if you heard, but they sucked that day. Mm-hmm. You know what? They sucked. And Bill O'Brien sucked that day.
But Deshaun wasn't very good either.
The whole team was bad.
Right.
Okay. So whatever his numbers were in that game, that whole game was catch up and futile, just a futile effort. But I seem to what were his numbers in Tennessee?
19 of 27. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, just 1 sack. He had 243 yards. Probably a pretty good game, I would assume. They're at Tennessee. Yeah. They won 24-21. Right. No rushing touchdowns.
I think he had 2 red zone picks in that one.
I think you are right. Yeah. Yeah. The red zone picks are the killer. I mean,
yeah.
Deshaun, it's kind of a flurry situation with him. You have flurries of production, like 0 touchdowns against Jacksonville the first game, 0 touchdowns against Carolina, 0 touchdowns against Baltimore, 0 against Tampa. That's unusual.
Baltimore was a horrible game.
Well, I know. That's one of my problems is there's still horrible games in there. And elite quarterbacks rarely have horrible games. And that's my problem is there's 4 games of 15 that he started that there's 4 games where he had 0 touchdowns passing. That's a little unusual in today's NFL. But he has a 3, a 3, a 5, a 3, a 3. So he does kind of flurry at times. But I think that's my problem with Deshaun right now is he's a flurry quarterback where when it's good, it can be really, really good. He does have the ability to make plays, to pull games out. He can win games that are ugly, which I think is a critical factor in examining his ability. When you can play below par and win games because you can make plays, that's a good thing to me. That's a really good thing. Then because what you hope he's doing is moving towards more consistency. But there are too many horrible – Carolina was a horrible game. The first Jacksonville was a horrible game. Baltimore was a horrible game. Tampa was not good. He had 184 yards passing, 59% completion percentage, no touchdowns, 1 interception. The second half of Kansas City, and really, let's face it, Kansas City gave the Texans points. We know that. I don't put all that on Deshaun Watson by any stretch, but there's too many games where he is playing minus football, and that's got to get corrected when you're supposed to be a top four guy. And he was, and listen, he was really good for the first three, until that Baltimore game, and John, the Baltimore game was week 10. Until the Baltimore game, Deshaun was right there with Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson. Though it was actually Lamar Jackson.
He was probably
and
third
Deshaun.
In the MVP race.
Oh, I thought he was second at that time with Russell third. But those were the three.
Yep. Agreed. Well, and some of it's got to go to some of it's got to be put on the coach as well.
That's okay. Right. But 8 touchdowns and 7 interceptions over the last 6 games is just not great. It's just not great. So I don't know that I can say that they were winning because of Deshaun and all those. I can tell you games they did. You know, I can tell you the games they did win because
Atlanta.
Of Deshaun.
I mean, Deshaun couldn't have done more in New Orleans, even though they lost.
Right.
He was fantastic. The Chargers.
Those are early games.
Oakland. Right. New England was a late game. Was a December game.
Yeah. But most of those are early games.
Yeah.
First half of the season. So I think that's what has to get figured out is making sure they remain consistent the second half of the season.
Yeah, but I still feel like, dude, without him, I mean, this organization just collapses.
100%. I agree.
757 ESPN, 97.5. Time to talk about Chastain Ford right now. And my peeps over at Chastain Ford are doing just spectacular, just unbelievable things. And they've got plenty of cars. I mean, there is the worry at a lot of dealerships, hey, we don't have any new cars in. They're not delivering us any cars. What are we going to do? I asked Pat, and he said, man, dude, we got cars. Tell them, get in here, because we have got the deals that you can take advantage of, and you can, I'm telling you, you will save money by doing this 84-month deal. There's never been this in the car. I've never seen 7 years interest-free. You are never going to see this again. You're going to keep your payments low. You're not going to start your payments for 6 months. If you're in the middle of a crisis economically and you're making a car payment now every month, well, guess what? The people at Chastain Ford can help you out, brother, because they're going to lower your payments with 7 years and you're not going to pay for 6 months, so you've got a reprieve. And, oh, by the way, nothing down. Trade in your car and get to Chastain Ford and let them take care of this for you and get you in a good place financially. It's what they're doing every single day. You can do it online at ChastainFord.com or get to the dealership, 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Join the Chastain family.
ESPN 97.5.